Your vagina is a pink tower of certain types of transaction, tall and slender and shimmering with hope. At its peak is a luxurious cocktail bar, but with soft music in need of some James Brown martini glasses in need of lips, a view of a glittering city packed with turmoil and shadows of decay made pleasant with potential when seen from your window. I take the stairs up because I don't own a car. Careful not to fall into the mail room for eternity, I visit the first floor where there is a gangly teen with dark hair partly concealing his eyes, a few zits, and a jacket with Rock Band names scrawled all over in black marker. He mumbles when he speaks. Your father is there also, but I don't talk to him. Further up, there are rooms of men and a few women there too, typing, conferencing, pitching, yelling, and laughing. People are fired and rehired, deals are inked out, debts are settled, shirts are changed after coffee is spilled, ties are straightened, but no one speaks a word of you. A mouth like a volcano and a whimpering hot rod with a light clicked red and we roll to a stop. My body is so close to her, I can feel the black rooted blonde bubblegum snaps of her cheeks sprinkled with something that resembles freckles or glitter or brilliance. She's got bells on her tap shoes, completely unconfused, completely unaware of any crisis because there is no crisis. I try, but I can't pry my eye from her or my mind's eye from her. I sink deeper into her. She smiles and slides further back with her arms outstretched. Her idling engine kicks a note that hovers above my head for a long while, but will slowly dissipate later in life as I cut through a field, kicking the heads from dandelions. But she'll leave me crazy and filled with the story of her rubbing tires and batting eyelashes, coming round the mountain, taking a left down LaSalle, and parking that Coupe de Ville upon my chest, leaning down, placing her lips against my ear and tickling the wiring of my brain, leaping distinctly in a batch of early morning. She will rise from my bed, shake awake a patchwork and feathers, moan her wings away from me to chew on the skyline of some fantastic urban jumbo. She may not dig me forever, but she will dig in deep. She was laughing when she hung up the phone and the light clicked green. "Who was that?" I asked, and she said, "You ain't the only James Brown in this town, clown." And then there was the smell of gasoline. All right, now you added ass in the mix.
Woo-hoo,
we'll
yeah.
do some ass metaphors. This is called As Seen on TV. It's an encore of 1955 Americana, come back hard, smacking the dazed faces from their newest chambers of youth, your very own 1955 America back again, and that eccentric blue-haired aunt of yours is shaking the demons from her ass to the big band beat, swinging that melted vanilla way past the witch's hour, allowing evening to flower into morning as long as the cocktails keep flowing or Uncle Willie doesn't scoot her away and someone slips something into your drink. And your head begins to swivel a little and your mind is wiggling across the floor and she persists with that huge satin ass and it's right before she floors it to the moon. She is ferocious with hope and despair and you're halfway done with all acceptable mannerisms. You want that ass so badly you lift it up, squeeze it, take a bite. And if you ask me, what is America, that would be my answer. And if your eyes widen with wild want, such a bizarre anticipation, you resemble a horrified schoolboy when you glance at your own reflection, that would be the same America. And when she bends over the dining room table, throws you that wicked giggle of bourbon and a wink, you couldn't be more American than when you dream in black and white.